Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. You know, the other day, you guys heard me pretty much, well, actually not the other day, for about a month now. We've been talking about what is it that has to change about what we're doing and how we're doing it. And one of the things I mentioned that we have been in great demand from a number of people to start a channel that is very different than other political channels, but it is that channel that values those voices. We actually have a name for it. It's the feminine version of Politico, which is Politica. And so we've had that for years. Now, why would we want to do that? Why do we want to bring that forward? It's because people are asking for it. They're asking for a voice. And here's what, you know, here's the spirit of what we do here on the network. And of course, many of you know that I launched Power Up with Dr. Pat. You're going to hear that again. But here's what I know. People want to have a voice. They don't want to be filtered. They don't want a network to tell them what to say or not to say. And please, oh, don't like offend a sponsor maybe. Let's just ask the same questions to people and get the same answers so that what we're getting now is a no risk form of media, no risk. If you watch a news channel right now, not Benny's news channel, but if you watch a news channel, you could see host after host ask these people like the same question, like, how is that working? Where we really want to say, get on the street, you'll find out how it's working. That's what we're talking about today, because Mike Murphy is back. New show, Get Real with Mike Murphy. This is what we're talking about today. But why? Why is Mike coming forward? What has he seen in his life? What am I looking at in mine? And for those of you out there, let me tell you about Mike. I got to know Mike last year, best-selling author, speaker, coach, consultant. He's an entrepreneur. He understands business and he understands frequency. He has created the creation frequency, but also he knows what gut-wrenching heartache is about. So when you put that together in one person and you think about how one's life, you know, evolves, you get somebody that is beyond passionate. Today, we're going to introduce you into what has got Mike all fired up, but more importantly, what Get Real with Mike Murphy is about. Mike, it's great to have you.
Thank you, Pat. Good to be back.
You know, a lot of hands being raised. Yeah, like that. And then there are hands being raised like that. I got to ask you, you've gone through a lot this year. And you're in a place now where we're seeing things change, where we're seeing disturbances, we're seeing a lot of things on the forefront. But I got to ask you, what got you fired up to come back with this show?
Well, you know, it's pretty obvious. We're all going through a lot, not just me, but you, everybody listening. I believe that there's a coup d'etat happening in this country right now. And you bring up the media and, you know, they're professional liars. You know, I don't care if it's Sean Hannity, Rachel Maddow, it doesn't matter, left or right. They're paid a lot of money to sell propaganda and agenda that serves them and their controllers. And it does not serve the people. And I believe that, you know, I'm 63 years old. I've had a great life. I have no complaints. I could go play golf and retire, although there's no place to do that anymore. But but, you know, I have four kids and six grandkids and a young wife, and that, you know, you know, I heard a long time ago, I think it was Dietrich Bonhoeffer said, a righteous man lives for the next generation. And I forget who said, but evil exists because good men do nothing. And man, we are in the midst of evil right now. And we are so divided. You know, that's why I want to do it. I want to bring us together. Okay. I don't trust the left. I don't trust the right. I don't trust government, but I do trust the people. Okay, the people that are being screwed, but we're so brainwashed. You know, my book, The Creation Frequency, is all about programming, and we are all programmed to believe shit believe stuff that's not true, and then we take that and then we throw our 2 cents in. We get a sound bite from whoever our favorite talking head is, whether it's Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, or someone on the other side, and we get their 60-second sound bite, and that's our position. Okay, with no research. And so I want to find common ground for the left and the right. Okay, the half the country hates Trump, half the country wants Trump, half the country hate masks, half the country wants masks. I mean, come on, guys, let's find some common ground and let's grow it from there. Because if we don't unite, this divide and conquer technique that they're using on us is going to work as it has forever, and we're losing more of our rights, more of our money, more of our freedoms, more of our opportunities. So we need to come together as the people, okay, and unite. So let's find some common ground, okay? And if Trump's too divisive, let's just say all government's bad. Because if I look at the leaders in Congress and in the Senate and in the House, those people are scarier than Trump, scarier than Biden. I don't care what side you're on. So let's agree that this system is broke. We are broke financially, spiritually, morally, ethically. And now let's find something to build on and fix this mess before it's too late.
Okay, so I want to give you a famous quote that is yet to be seen yet, just to capture what you just said. Okay. The upcoming Wonder Woman movie, Wonder Woman 1984. There's a quote right out of the gate where she says, nothing can be built on lies.
Exactly.
Nothing can be built on lies.
Amen.
And
believe me, we are being lied to like you can't even imagine. You know, the reason I want to do the show, you know, we had the show last spring, I think it was, and I was interviewing some great guests. I mean, we had Marianne Williamson. We had a lot of doctors about detox and taking care of ourselves. But man, that was an amazing amount of work, you know, finding the guest one, then preparing. And so I spend 4 to 6 hours every day reading all kinds of news sites all over the world, watching all kinds of YouTube videos. So the first third of my show is I'm going to give you what's happening that day with no bias. Here's the story. Here's the link. I'll tell you what I see. But you can go. I want people to start thinking. Okay. You know, I was lucky. I dropped out of school in about the 8th grade. And so they couldn't brainwash me anymore. But I believe that, you know, the school system here is memorize, regurgitate, forget. They're creating workers, robots, okay? I want people to use their mind and start thinking. Don't rely on what this person says. Do your own research. We're fighting over things, and if you do a little bit of research, man, it's pretty obvious what the truth is. So I want to bring the truth, the stories of the news, unbiased, okay? You guys figure it out, okay? And then the second part of the show is we'll go deeper. If there's a hot subject for the day, whatever it might be, you know, we just went through these riots or with this COVID-19 or whatever is the hot subject, we might go deeper. If not, we're going to talk about health, how to fix our physical health, our mental health, our emotional health, and we'll go deep into those subjects. And then the last third of the show, we're going to work with my book and my course, The Creation Frequency, and we're going to bring on real live people that are struggling in their lives and how we use intentions, the power of intention, the power of recording it, the power of listening every morning, every night, to make at least our life beautiful. You know, we have our individual consciousness. We have our individual lives, but we are subject to the collective consciousness. And believe me, right now, it is so full of fear, that collective consciousness, and so full of anger, it has to affect us energetically, and then mentally, and emotionally, and then physically. This is how the system works, guys. And so we have to understand that. So the creation frequency is all about affecting you and your life. Now, of course, if we all have a better life, we have a better world. Okay. The problem is we're being influenced by our leaders that want to destroy us, basically, our health, our freedom, and really take our money. So that's really the show right there in a nutshell.
You know, I mean, let me talk to something you said very specifically that happened today. Today. So they're having these Senate hearings today.
Yeah, right.
And so I had a moment where I think I channeled you. And so one of the senators, Senator Paul Ryan, puts up charts. And I can say his name because I'm talking about this. You can Google it. And he puts up the charts because he's promoting a case to have young children, kindergarten, first, second graders, get back in the classroom. So he puts up the charts. This is the same thing they did when they talked about the fact that the drugs that we hear and the prices of the drugs here are higher than elsewhere. Nobody knows the study that went into that. They studied different countries that are not like us. But here's what happened to me this morning. He puts up a chart and several charts, and he shows the case for why children should go back to school. Now, ask me what countries he showed on the chart.
Which ones?
Germany, who locked that place down, like tighter than a top on a coffee can. Germany, the Chancellor of Germany went into lockdown early. So that was one. So I don't want to get into it about the charts because you can Google it, but make your own opinion. Look at the charts. But how do you get informed if you look at a chart and you see one of your government people putting up a chart and saying, see these charts, we can open up. Germany, France, countries, Mike, that took extraordinary measures. And so this is kind of what you are going to do. You're going to leave it up to the people, and you're going to take something like that, and you're going to say, these are the charts. Now, what is he not telling you as he argues the doctors there and pretty much calls the doctors idiots? And he puts up charts for countries that went into Gestapo states to shut down. And then he says, see these, they now say you can open. But you see, we're not getting that part of the story. And I'm hoping that's what your show is going to talk. It's going to give us a couple different sides so people can get informed.
Yeah. So basically I want to report the news, which no one reports the news anymore. Okay. If you look at Fox and CNN, it's pure propaganda. They have an agenda
news.
And they're selling you a propaganda. It has nothing to do with the news. People talk about fake news. I go, yeah. You watch Fox, take one story, watch it on Fox and watch it on MSNBC, and one of them's lying, okay? Or probably both. I think both of them are probably lying because they both have a different master to serve and agenda to serve. And, you know, it's a pyramid. And at the very top, you know, who's ever at the very top, and we know it's the people with the money, okay? And whoever they are is whoever they are. But there's a lot of theories on that. But the truth of the matter is, at the very top, they're fine. But as you work your way down, there's agendas, there's propagandas. JFK talked about secret societies, conspiracies. So this is all real stuff. And it's interesting for me because, you know, you mentioned I had a tragic event in my life, and it was about 9 years ago. Really, it was about 18 years ago, but it came to its completion 9 years ago. And that's when I really dug in and started studying the truth and the history of this country, history of medicine. And man, I was shocked at how bad they fool us and lied to us. You brought up the price of drugs earlier. You know, I also live in Medellin, Colombia. And I had a friend, an American friend, visiting there. And she had a lot of pain from a surgery, and she had nerve damage. And there's a very popular drug, the name escapes me right now, sold here in America. So we're having dinner with a doctor friend of mine who's a plastic surgeon. And he goes, well, you should try this specific medicine. And she goes, well, can you write me a prescription? No, you don't need one. We'll just go right down to the pharmacy after dinner and I'll buy it. And it's a, you would know it if I could remember it, but it's very popular here. And it was $12 over the counter, no prescription. She comes back here and she says to her doctor, hey, I'd like to keep taking this. He says, well, I can't get you the brand name because that's $400, but I can get you a generic for $200. So generic for $200, $12 in Colombia. So come on, what is going on here, ladies and gentlemen? This morning I was watching a video of Dr. Stanislaus Brzezinski out of Houston, Texas. And he's been curing cancer down there for 40 years. And for 40 years, the state of Texas and the FDA has been trying to put him out of business. When they couldn't put him out of business, they tried to steal his technology. When they couldn't steal his technology, they tried to put him out of business again. 40 years this man's been, they don't want to cure cancer, ladies and gentlemen. You know, the first time I went to MD Anderson in Houston, Texas, I said to myself, they can't afford to cure cancer. It's too big a business. And And so we have to understand that. We have to take our power back. I'm really about taking our power back, about waking up, using our mind to critically think, look at a situation, research all sides of it, discern the truth, and then take action. What bothers me most is how bad Americans have been lied to and how many of them believe the lie and act on the lie. And that's heartbreaking. I just lost a dear friend to cancer. And I'm always in an awkward position because people get cancer, they come to me and I can't say, hey, don't listen to your doctor, don't take chemo. I would never take chemo. I would never do radiation. I'd never do any of that stuff. I never go to the damn doctor to find out if I have cancer. I take care of myself, right? And if I have a symptom, then I might investigate the symptom. But, you know, it's heartbreaking to see that we treat a disease like cancer with poison, with toxic chemicals, and they just don't work. I had a nonprofit foundation for many, many, many years that I ran, and I met with hundreds of women with breast cancer, and it was always the same. Cut off both breasts so that guy can make money. Put a hole here, fill it with poison every week so that guy can make money. And we're all done with that. Lay on this expensive General Electric machine, okay, so that guy can make money. And then we've ruined your immune system. Yeah, the tumor shrunk for the time being. The odds are it's going to come back. And your death is going to be horrendous because we've ruined your immune system. So these kind of things just drive me crazy. And I'm not a doctor, and I'm not telling people what to do. I'm just going by my personal experience and what I've witnessed and what I've seen, and using my common sense and tons of research. I mean, tons of research. I really encourage people. This is a recent interview. It's on Veritas TV on YouTube. Great interviewer, Stanislaus Brzezinski, a great doctor, a great humanitarian. That really wants to help people. So if you are dealing with cancer, or anybody in your cancer, there's only limited things he can do because the FDA won't let him do it. But there's certain cancers that he can treat. So if you are dealing with that in your life, at least look into these things. Do your own research, own your power, and use your mind, for God's sake.
You know, Mike, one of the things that I've talked about, and actually, you know, my personal journey with my disease was I was very fortunate. I moved to Washington State and in 2004, I got the mystery disease. And I got to tell you, the weirdest story, the angel lady says to me, look, you need to go find a T3 doctor. And I, at the time, you can Google it. And I did. And only two doctors came up. They didn't have an MD at the end of their names. But I called one, Dr. Darvish. And we went on a journey. And not only did she save my life, but we transformed the way that you treat Lyme disease, and she is saving lives to this day. Now, having said that, I have a friend that got COVID, got it. She says, can you recommend a doctor? I says, yes, I can, but I think you're gonna have to pay for it out of your pocket.
Right.
Now, why would you be able to go to this doctor? Everybody around you is being hospitalized. You go to a doctor that doesn't have an M and a D at the end of the name, and you are in, you know, quarantine for 14 days, and you never get the major symptoms.
Right.
You're not hospitalized. You're functioning. And I tried to tell my senator.
Yeah, it's insane. You know, I was reading the comments on this Dr. Brzezinski interview, and someone commented, you know, please help me. I got prostate cancer, but my insurance company is only pay for allopathic medicine, and they want to do 26 weeks of radiation, and I don't want to do it. I know it's wrong, but what choice do I have? See, there's the problem. They got us, you know, and we're forced. And here's the really sad part, okay, is these poor doctors. You know, I think about doctors all the time. Here you are, you've gone through 12 years of through high school, and then 4 years of college, and then another 4 years of medical school, intern. You got hundreds of thousands of dollars in student loan debt, and you're out practicing. You have a big heart. You want to help people. Then you realize all you're really doing is pushing drugs and selling drugs, and you're doing more harm than good. But what do? You're screwed. You got a mortgage. You got wife. You got kids. You got bills. What do? And it's tragic. And you know, oncologists in the United States, they can only use three forms of healing you. That's poison, chemotherapy. They can burn you with radiation, or they can take a scalpel and cut part of you away. Okay, I mean that's the, or they lose their license. I remember when we went to our oncologist, said, "Hey, we'd like to do vitamin C infusions." Vitamin C, okay? Sorry, I can't do it. Now, some doctors will do it now, but most won't. They don't want to mess with their license.
And you're absolutely right. But, you know, this is what these are the things you're going to cover on your new show.
Exactly. Exactly.
And that the new show is going to start July 13th. Just want to be clear.
It's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yep.
5 p.m. Pacific live. Yep. Going to really hope to find a way to have call-ins or at least questions and work with people online, especially when we do the creation frequency type of work, help people write their intentions and get unstuck where we get stuck. We all get stuck, right? But it's easy to get unstuck if we understand how it works, how the system works. So, yeah.
So you're going to divide the show up too. Is that what your intention? Tell us a little bit how you see the format.
So the first
by the way, I just want to say to everybody, we're not only going to be doing this show with Mike, but we're really introducing a new way to do it. So this is also going to live stream on his YouTube, and we're going to use our technology to interface that. I believe Olivia is your producer, and Jessica is going to work with her. But, you know, when I think about this, Mike, you've said every show, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, this is the way we're going to roll, folks, right?
Yeah. Exactly. And what's super cool. So, for example, just before we went on, I was watching on Twitter a clip of Bill and Melinda Gates, your neighbors up there, talking about, you know, he's not in Microsoft anymore. His business is vaccines. Okay. That's where he has a lot of money invested in vaccines. Anyway, he's talking about the next pandemic that he knows is going to happen. But this one's going to be different, and it's going to get people's attention. I mean, it's about a 30, 40-second clip. But that's the kind of stuff that I'll show the people and say, okay, what do you guys think? What is he saying? What about this ID 2020 vaccine? How does it work? I'm going to do the heavy lifting, the heavy reading, and then I'm going to give you the facts, and you do whatever you want with them. Okay, so because I'm already doing this work 4 to 6 hours every day. I'm researching, I'm reading, I'm studying. Websites all over the world, YouTube channels all over the world. And after 10 years of this, I've gotten pretty good at discerning who's real, who's disinformation, who's BS. And I can sift through this stuff rather quickly and give it to the audience so they don't have to spend, they don't have 4 to 6 hours a day. I have the luxury of having that. And I have a strong desire to learn the truth and present that in a way that, you know, like Sean Hannity, you know where he stands. Rachel Maddow, I'm not gonna know where I stand most of the time. I'm gonna give you the facts, you deal with them. Okay, if you want to know where I stand, I may or may not tell you. And so if it's controversial, I probably won't, because I want people to come together. There's two, my God, when did we start just hating so much?
Yeah.
You know, even on mainstream media, they hate. I mean, well, this hate is serving nobody, it's destroying this country. You know, listen, I'm human like everybody else. They just destroyed my car dealership in Oakland, okay? And honest to God, if I had owned a gun at the time, I do now, but if I'd owned one at the time or someone had given me one and I asked a lot of people to give me one, I'd probably be in jail or dead right now, because I was angry, okay? When they go in and destroy your business, you know, you feel violated. You feel like, man, I've poured so much into this community. I've donated so much money, and you guys come and destroy my business like that. It hurts. It's painful. But I let it go, you know, within a day. Okay. Thank God I didn't, you know, I got a wife that can control me, and, it's not easy being Irish. Right. And so,
no kidding. I'm just saying. But this is it. But, you know, somebody asked me the other day, and I'm so glad you brought that up. So glad you brought that up about being Irish. They said, you know, Pat, we've read all about you. And I said, well, like what, dude? Are you like stalking me? Like, what do you mean you read all about me? I mean, do you want to do a show or what is it? No, we're just looking at you because blah, blah, blah. You were in that music video. We saw you in that. And then blah, and we did this. So we were looking you up. And I said, to what end were you looking me up? And they said, well, you're pretty passionate, aren't you? And I thought about that for a minute, and I was going to respond, and then I didn't. I said, here's the deal. If you are half Italian and half Latino, passion would be an understatement for you.
Exactly.
And, you know, that was a cop-out sorts for me, but I needed to get them, like, leave me alone. Why are you stalking? I mean, what do you want?
Right, right.
We live in that world. I want to ask you this question, Mike, too, because, you know, my stepmom passed away, and she believed like you. She believed in let's all come together. We were put here to love. We were put here to love. We're not put here to hate. And I know something very, very traumatizing happened to her as a child with her friend who was Black. African-American. They were kids together. And I know what happened to that kid. That's another time for another show. And my mother was touched for the rest of her life about that. And I asked her once, Mom, why did we move to Plainfield, New Jersey from New York? I said, we could have lived everywhere. We could have lived in North Plainfield, right? That's a mile down there. Or we could, and I knew the answer. The community of Plainfield, New Jersey, just Google it. The community of Plainfield, New Jersey had a pretty close 50-50 ratio of white folks to people of color. And, you know, I came to know and understand what her love for that was. And what she said to me one day, Mike, and this is why I'm sharing it with you, is clearly it's in the new Wonder Woman movie. It is a line. But the reason I picked up on it, because my mama would say this to us girls all the time. She would say, I'm telling you one thing, you could do a lot of things wrong in your life. You could be with the wrong she didn't say partner. She was like, you could be with the wrong man, honeys. And you can do this. You could do that. You could steal. You know, you could end up in jail. But don't ever let me catch you lying. And I never understood why or what that was about until later on in life. But Mike, here is the thing. People's voices are not being heard. They're listening, just like today, on a major network to a senator that popped up a few charts, talked for 5 minutes on how we should let children back into schools with charts of countries that locked down immediately and stayed locked down. And I'm not talking about marginal lockdown. I'm talking about if you had a chancellor of Germany and you're walking around without a mask, look out. So when we come back, I want to talk about what your hope for is for people. Because I know you hope for people, Mike. What you hope for. And we're excited to be doing this show with you. We've got a lot of great things planned. But when we come back, hope without action is the same as faith without works. And faith without works is dead. Let's take a short, I didn't make that up. You're going to have to Google that. I didn't make that up, folks. That's like a real thing. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with Mike Murphy.
Hi, everyone. I'm the host of Nothing But Now, Mindful Living with Dr. Mary Angela McGuire on Transformation Talk Radio. I share ideas, insights, and tools you can use to release yourself from fearful and negative thinking and live from a place of clarity and confidence. Please join me in each show where we challenge ourselves to change together. Please go to my website, McGuireLifeCoach.com. That's McGuireLifeCoach.com. See you next time.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance. From the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Get Real with Mike Murphy is coming to Transformation Talk Radio, July 13th, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesdays, and we are excited about that. Two things are happening with that from our perspective. We have a new technology integration, which is going to allow us to live stream to multiple places. So you'll be able to see his show live stream on TTR, live stream on YouTube through his YouTube channel. And then also we can live stream it on any other social media aspect we want. It's a full integration interface that we've been working on for a while, and we're excited about that. But it's going to be primarily through Mike's YouTube. We're going to make sure we give you that information. Mike, how do people find out more about you? You want to be able to, and about the creation frequency. Can you give folks some information here before we get rolling again?
Yeah, my personal website is MikeMurphyUnfiltered.com. My email is mike@mikemurphyunfiltered.com. I have a lot of content there. And then also my YouTube channel is Mike Murphy Unfiltered. All my previous Transformation Talk Radio shows are there with amazing guests that we had. There's a lot of content about the creation frequency. There's a link at Mike Murphy Unfiltered to the creationfrequency.com, which really goes into manifestation, law of attraction. And I teach it in a way that's very unique. It comes with a free app. The book is dirt cheap on Amazon, is selling amazingly well. We do have an online course that we'll get more into that later. But most of the content's free. You can get this stuff, you know, pretty much for watching my videos and downloading the app and create a better life right now.
So one of the things I want to say is I want to start with a new story. And I want you to comment on it. And the thing that I want you to comment on is this. A number of years ago, I told you I got sick. I had a great doctor here. So she saved my life. She still saves my life. She's saving a lot of lives. But one of the things she educated me on was about water. So my buddy, Dan Edlund, who's been on the show, introduces me to a product, a high pH machine that I don't think I'm allowed to say it. So Dan, if you're watching, tell me on Facebook whether I can say it or not, or you can say it. But anyway, the bottom line is he gets me a machine. So I'm telling my doctor, Mike, I'm like, not my naturopath, my other doctor. And I'm like, hey, my God, I got this water and you know, this is what it can do, blah, blah, blah. My doctor says, no, it can't. I said, well, how do you know? He said, none of that works. I said, good, let's do an experiment. If none of it works, I am willing to look at the science. So I said, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to keep doing everything I've been doing. I'm not going to change anything, except I am going to drink 8 ounces of this high pH water a day. And then you're going to rerun my blood work. I showed my blood work on air. I showed the before and I showed the after. And I didn't say, this is what the water did. This is what the water did. And I said, look, we did an experiment. Dan, put the machine in. Use the machine. This was before. This is 1 month after. The numbers were staggering. And so, but the answer is no, it's not going to work. Now, let me talk about your show, because you get faced with this every day. You have seen this. You have heard it. What are you most excited about bringing this forward? And by the way, how will you help us use the creation frequency so that we can neutralize all of the no's in the world that are saying, no, it doesn't work. No, I can't do it.
Well, you know, let's talk about water real quick, because it's a favorite topic.
All right.
We start out at about 70% water. We probably die at about 50% water of our content of our human body. And I believe that we don't die of old age. We dry up. Okay. And I'll be talking about a myofascial system in our system that has worked miracles in my life once I understood it and was able to fix it. But we literally harden and we dry up because we don't drink a lot of water. And the water that comes out of the sink, the tap water, is full of fluoride, which dumbs us down. It's proven. It's got birth control pills. It's got Vicodin pills. It's got mercury. It's got lead. It's got arsenic. I had my heavy metals tested 6-7 years ago, 300% heavy in lead, mercury, and barium. Okay. So water is crucially important. So everybody out there, very few people of any are drinking enough water every day, you know, and it's for me, a guy like me, it's 64 ounces a day. And I use distilled water and we have a machine and we make it every day. So water is crucially important. You talked about hope. And so there's two things going on here. There's the physical world, which we know that we're going to get old and we're going to die. Okay. Then there's the spiritual world. And so I live a lot in the spiritual world. And I believe that this physical world is made up of duality. You can't have good without evil. You can't have hot without cold. And so that's the glue that holds all this together in my little personal philosophy, right? But then I have a soul. Okay. My essence, who I really am, is eternal and timeless. And that's what I want people to really understand. Listen, you know, whatever's going on out there, don't be a problem. Try to find solutions. Try to give more than you get in this world. Because I believe that if you play this game properly, your soul will elevate to a higher dimension. You will ascend into a higher dimension, perhaps where there is no duality. You know, we live in an animal body. We urinate, we defecate, we fornicate, but we're so much more than that. We're heart, soul, spirit. We are timeless. We are eternal. We are consciousness. And that's where I think, you know, so we can always put our focus there. And if what I'm saying is true, and for me, it's true because I believe it. It's just like if you believe the water is going to heal you, the water is going to heal you. If you believe it's not, it's not. So the power of the mind, right? But so I really believe my focus is to give a lot more here than I take and to keep this soul, you know. They say in the music industry and other parts of the world that you literally sign your soul away in ink to get your fame and your fortune in this world. Whether that's true or not, I don't know, but there's a lot of evidence that appears that it might be. And so I say, hey, no one can take my soul. You can brainwash my mind. You can kill my body, but you can't take my soul unless I give it to you. So I protect my soul with everything I have, and I want to shine as much light into it as I can. I'm not perfect. I have a lot of, you know, habits that don't serve me as well as they could. But at the end of the day, I want to leave with my soul intact. And when my soul leaves this body, this vessel that allows me to have this human experience, I want it to ascend. Because I believe that I've been there out of body once. And here's what I saw. It's light bodies. So, you know, we're not in an animal body anymore. We're in a light body. We communicate telepathically. Could you imagine? If you could read everybody's mind, which they're trying to do with this ID 2020, but that's a different story. That's not good for us. But if we could read each other's mind, there's no drama. There's no jealousy. There's no lying. There's no cheating. There's no getting ripped off. There's no racism. It's just right. You are naked right there. And that, I believe, is a beautiful existence.
You know, Mike, one of the things that I think you and I have been party to at different points in time in our lives and our career is the idea of talking about things that go against the grain. Maybe talking about things which may at the moment seem a bit controversial, right? But there's one thing I know, you know, what you're sharing today, you're not making up stories. You have experienced this. You have experienced doctors that would have you do one thing or another, which may or may not work. I mean, we're not just talking about, you know, stepping out into the world and making things up. You know, you're planning a show that has gut-wrenching, heartfelt information in it. Will you be bringing on guests?
Yeah, periodically, especially on really tough subjects, You know, like this mask is an interesting subject, right? There's doctors over here that are saying, okay, OSHA requires a safe environment of oxygen at 20, whatever 20 means, that's their guideline, right? And then they'll take people with a mask and they'll put the monitor underneath the mask and immediately the alarm bells sound. So we're getting so much disinformation. My concern is for the guy that's flipping burgers at the In-N-Out wearing his mask all day. Is it making him sick? Is he getting sicker because of it? Is there a better way? You know, and what's really going on in, with all this? So that's a big controversy right now, this mask thing. COVID-19 is a big controversy. Yeah, this Trump, this Biden, all this stuff. So we'll bring in guests that can shed light, like doctors, experts, you know, and bring in the shed light just to get another side of the coin, you know? And I don't think we can trust the mainstream media to get our facts and our news from. And so where do we get it from? Well, we got to, you know, other countries, for example, we can get better stories, perhaps. Other experts, you know, there's all kinds of things that we need to explore with an open mind. And if someone disagrees with me, God bless you. You know, I applaud that, you know. I love reading these comments. We get on these rabbit trails with one another, and we're fighting on Facebook with complete strangers. They're called friends. Trust me, they're not your friends, okay? You know, you might have 20 friends on there and out of your 5,000. So it's really about how can we take a subject and agree to disagree without the hate, it's okay. Everybody's so uptight in this world right now. It's literally driving me crazy. And so, you know, my foundation is called the Love for Margot Foundation. So I'm all about love, but I'm also really getting angry at what this government is doing to us, what this mainstream media is doing to us. And the subject no one talks about is the debt in this country and what's going to happen to this economy, you know. And these are big subjects that's going to happen. So, you know, it's going to be an interesting show.
Well, you know, let's just talk about this for a minute. It's going to be a fantastic show. And that's why I'm bringing Power Up. I'm figuring out the time slot for Power Up. I'm probably going to piggyback you a little bit on that. Either be before or after you, if I could stay awake. I get up so early. But, you know, one of the things I want to jump to, too, is that your show is also about hope.
Yeah.
Because that's what you're about as well. Yeah. I mean, it's not, I wonder where we got the idea that if we challenge something, like I challenge the Office of Medicare and Medicaid when Verma the senior came out. And we saw her early in the COVID stuff on the stage, but I challenged her on what she was saying about the price of drugs. And what I said to her was in an interview I did, and by the way, it's got to be the only interview that Medicare and Medicaid pulled the plug on, because I looked at the data and I was asking her from the results. I said, I'm not saying you're wrong about the price we pay for drugs, but your study's wrong. You know, you're not giving people information. You can't study Canada, who is not under the same system we are, and compare apples and oranges and say, see, we told you so. And so I know that your show, and you're a lot like me in this, is going to present data and ask people to think, to think, and to be open-minded to think, not about this is about hate and I hate you and you're wrong, but information that you're going to share and you're going to say, I got this from here and I got this from here. That's what researchers do. They have to report where they get it from. Yeah. What are you most hopeful about for your show?
Well, for the show, I'm hopeful that, you know, people are going to love it and they're going to get some real information and they're also going to learn how to have a healthier life and a healthier family and better relationships and all that kind of stuff and really get into the creation frequency. You know, it's funny, you know, everything is vibration, energy, and frequency. That's what Tesla taught us, right? And the beautiful thing is thoughts are things, and your thoughts become your realities. Your thoughts coupled with your feelings, this part right here, the mind and the emotions, okay? we can draw to us that perfect life if we will allow that. If we'll get out of our own darn way, we can bring that to us. And the beautiful thing about the creation frequency, it's so simple. I mean, I learned it as a really screwed up young man. And I was just fortunate to meet this amazing man that taught me this technique that I've never seen taught anywhere in The Secret or anywhere else. And that's using theta brainwave music, recording the intentions on a free app that we give to you. And you're going to be laser focused every morning, every night, if you'll do this simple technology. And the people that are doing it are having fabulous lives. And, you know, I have a friend, he just said, you know, I just used it to sell my house and I got the exact amount. We can attract to us. The law of attraction is a real thing, but we got to get out of our way. And one, we got to believe it. But I think the way we present it, and we'll bring on people that have taken the course or read the book and say, hey, what are you struggling with right now? What are your blockages? And how can we help you break through it? Through that. And that's the last third of the show. So I'm super excited about that part, because I know that all of us can always, you know, Tony Robbins teaches a lot about Kanai, constant, never ending improvement, right? And so if we're laser focused like that, our life will only get better, no matter what's going on around us. Now, I will say what's going around us right now is getting so dangerous that we need to prepare for that too. Okay. Because like I said, the collective consciousness or the world outside of us can come and, well, first of all, like I posted something on Facebook recently. It was about, you know, forced vaccinations, whether they're going to make us take this COVID-19 vaccination, which I think your choice is going to be take the vaccination or never leave your home. And so someone said, well, they can't force us to take a vaccination. And I said, well, they forced me to wear a mask. They forced me to stay 6 feet away from people. They forced me to stay at home. They forced me to close my business. They won't allow me to go to my other country where I live. So yeah, they have some power here. And so I believe that vaccination is the end game. And we'll get into that subject a lot on the show, vaccination. Yeah. The anti-vaxxers, the pro-vaxxers. But I think if people look at the truth, if all the truth is laid out, people will draw their own conclusion. And that's what I want. I want real facts, real conclusions, and then go live your life.
You know, Mike, it's really interesting, because I'd love to do a he said, she said show with you on this too, because I go back and forth. I go back and forth. For me, and this is just for me, and I want to get your opinion on this. You know, I am not a anti-capitalistic person. If I was, I wouldn't own an independent network. I wouldn't do that. Who does that? I wouldn't pay hundreds of thousands of dollars every month for airtime. I wouldn't do that. But here's what I know. Why is it when we look outside the world, South Korea, and we look at what they did in the first week, and we look at where they are now, we look out in the world, we look at Germany, the chancellor, what a rock star she is. And we look at what she did early on, shut it down. They're back to work. We are sitting here. We don't have a surge. What I don't quite get what people are talking about. We never desurged. So why do you think it is hard for us as Americans to follow an instruction that says wear your mask?
Well, because one, it goes against our freedom, our civil rights.
It does.
Okay. And you know, back in the day, they made slaves wear masks. So there's something intuitively wrong with it. Now, there's a lot of science that says it doesn't do a darn bit of good for anybody. Okay. And it actually works in reverse for the person wearing the mask, that they don't get enough oxygen, affects their getting headaches and all kinds of things. But here's the point I'll bring up. And this is a big one for me. I probably know at least 1,000 people that are, you know, close enough that have my cell phone number, okay? Not one of those people have COVID-19, okay? So if this was a real pandemic, I would expect, you know, a third of them to be dead, okay? If it was really, you know, and even Fauci himself wrote in late March in the New England Journal of Medicine that COVID-19 is a flu, and it's gonna have a death, I think he said, 0.4, I think was his number that he wrote with along with other doctors while he was telling the country other thing. My point is this: who's giving us these numbers, and can we trust them? You know, that is the thing. And so you read all kinds of things that people, nurses, and even the president of, I think it was Tanzania, they sent in tests which weren't tested. You know, one nurse sent in 20 swabs that she didn't test on anybody, and they all came back positive. So when you start digging deep and you look under the covers, what is really going on? I can tell you this. I don't trust the government. I don't trust mainstream media. And so are these figures real? In my own personal experience, if I didn't have Watch TV, I wouldn't know there was a damn thing wrong, except I wouldn't get kicked out of every store I go into, okay? but I wouldn't know there was anything wrong if I didn't watch television. So is this a media event? Is this real? Is this just the flu? Is there a bigger agenda here? That's what I want to know. And I think a lot of people want to know. So here's what I believe. I don't know how much time. How are we doing on time? Real quickly. The economy, before this started, I think we're $22 or $23 trillion in debt.
Yeah.
Catherine Austin Fiss and Dr. Mark Skidmore of Michigan State went and did an audit. They said there's another $20 trillion we can't find. We know Social Security is underfunded. We know Medicare is underfunded. I mean, $20 trillion they can't find, okay? I live in Colombia. Their national debt's $1.5 billion, okay?
No, I know.
Today, if you go to the U.S. debt clock, it's like $27 trillion. So the economy started to crash in September because the Fed would have to lend banks overnight money to stay liquid because they wouldn't lend to one another because they didn't trust each other's collateral. So what does that tell you? Now,
and doesn't that feel like what year? 2007, 8, 9, and 10.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, exactly. But they got no more tricks up their sleeve. Now, in October, Event 201 took place in New York City with Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and John Hopkins University, where they said, what would happen if a pandemic started out of China and spread throughout the whole world? They game planned this whole event in October of last year. And then it starts appearing in January. Then you throw in the 5G stuff. I mean, there's a million ways. So my whole mission is to look at everything. Okay, put all the facts that we can get them, and they're hard to discern. Believe me, these facts are hard to discern. Okay, put them out there, and then let people make their own conclusion. Hey, if masks work and social distancing working, why is this exploding like this? And then, I love this one. This was on CNN. Okay, you can assemble 10 people at a time, or if you're doing a protest, you can have 100. Okay, so we had a barbecue that we protested and had 100 people over for the barbecue. Okay. I mean, it's somewhat, if you really start looking at some of this stuff, it's so ridiculous.
One of the things I think, and I mean, this is for those of you just tuning in, this is a warm up for Get Real with Mike Murphy, soon to be aired on July 13th, his own show, July 13th on Transformation Talk Radio, and especially going to be across his live streaming on YouTube, his channel. But this is the impact of the show you're doing, Mike. I think the one thing that I want to say, and of course, you know, last word from you, is what's very real for me is watching three very close friends die in hospital beds because they couldn't breathe. Yeah. Watching a George Floyd die because he couldn't breathe. Yeah. I mean, there are things that we'd like to say that was a hoax, that video, and people are saying, well, that was like a little hoax video.
You can make a good argument for that. You know, those are the kind of things I want to examine.
Here's
the thing. You don't know the truth. I don't know the truth, but we should know the truth. And
we don't have the truth, but we're really pretty smart when it comes to putting data together and let people extrapolate for themselves.
Yeah.
And that's really been the pivotal part of this show for 16 years.
Yeah.
Mike, thank you so much. Last question.
Okay.
What's your personal message and your website?
Okay. Well, my personal message is let's all try to wake up, learn the truth, and take back our power and make this world better and save this world. I think now is the crucial message, is how can we save this for our kids and our grandkids? And I think if we don't do something, we will never know America as you and I knew it growing up. And that's unfortunate. My personal website, www.mikemurphyunfiltered.com. And you can email me at mike@mikemurphyunfiltered. I'd love to hear from you. And if you have any questions or any topics you'd like to see in the show, I'm open. I'm all ears. I'm like Ross Perot.
Yeah. I want to just thank everybody for tuning us in and turning us on. I want to thank Lou for my Facebook buddies over there, Lou, Sital, Dan, Sabrina, all of you over there on social media for watching. Mike is going to have an open forum. You're going to be able to connect with him on a regular basis. We're doing something really cool. We're on the verge of implementing, I don't know if you can stand this, a texting feature. That is something we've been working on for a long time. And we are off and running. Mike Murphy, thank you so much, Mike.
Thank you, Beth.
All right, talk to you later. Yeah. We're going to take a short break, everyone. We're not done yet. Why? Because that's just the way we roll. Thanks, Mike. Thanks, Olivia. We'll be right back. Singing, come out of things unsaid.